Hello and welcome to the Fit Girl Radio, your go-to podcast for everything fitness, health, mindset, and lifestyle to empower you to live your best life. Are you ready to step up your game? Hello and welcome back to the Fit Girl Radio. If you're just starting out your fitness journey, then this episode is for you because I've been going to the gym for quite a while now and I want to share with you five mistakes that I made when I was just starting out. And I gotta tell, I made a lot of mistakes, you know, because I just tried and learned everything by myself. I just researched a lot on the internet and bit by bit, I got to know more and more. And there were quite a few things that I did wrong at the beginning, and that's fine because we all have to learn. So let's start with the first mistake. The first mistake I made when starting in a gym is to stick and always stick to this 12 to 15 rep range. And I would keep my weight consistent throughout every single set. So for example, I would do 4 times 12, 4 times 15 reps, 4 times 10 reps. And I would always stick between this 10 reps, 12 reps, 15 reps, and I would just keep the weight the same. I wouldn't increase my weight, I wouldn't lower my weight, I would just keep it the same. And it was really hard for me to get that progressive overload. Whereas now what I would suggest is you start with a higher rep range when you've your first set. For example, you do 12 reps, you do 15 reps for your first set at a lower weight. And then the next set, you drop the reps a bit, but you increase your weight. So the next set, for example, you start with 15 reps at 10 kilos. Your next set is going to be 12 reps at 12 kilo. Your next one is going to be 8 reps with 14 kilograms. So, you know, every single set, you decrease your reps and you increase your weight. And this is how you can lift heavier without actually doing the same rep range throughout all of the sets that you're doing. And this is how you can achieve much more muscle growth because you're actually pushing your muscles to push heavier weights. And you cannot do that if you stick to 12 to 15 reps for every exercise. There are some exercises though where I do still do like a 4 times 15, 4 times 12 rep range. It really depends on the exercise. It depends if it's a very isolated movement where I want to focus on this rep to get the real burn. And then there are other exercises such as a shoulder press, a squat, a deadlift, a bench, leg press, you know, all these exercises. We want to actually increase the weight and we want to be pushing heavy weights. And that is how you do it. You start with a higher rep range and you end with a lower rep range and you increase the weight throughout. And then what you can do is your last set, you're going to increase the reps again, for example, 15 or 12 reps, and you're going to drop that weight again to get this back offset at the end of the exercise. So that's a big suggestion that I have to really start implementing that because I started to lift so much heavier and I saw so much muscle growth when I started doing that. There are some exercises though, like lateral raises. That's one that you can focus on reps and not weight because those are exercises you have to feel it yourself. You know, if I go heavier on lateral raises, I feel it less in my shoulders and I feel the burn more when I actually do a lower weight but a higher rep range. So it really depends on how isolated the exercise is and if it's an exercise that you want to push heavy weights on or not. So that's really the first big tip that I have and a mistake that you should make. Do not stick to the same rep range throughout all of your sets. Really try to push that weight. Then the second mistake I made was doing way too many exercises because when I look back now, sometimes I would do like up to eight exercises. And now thinking about that, I cannot do 8 exercises in a workout. First of all, I would be training for like 1.5 to 2 hours and I only train 1 hour. And two, if I can do the 8 exercise as well as the first one, I did not train intensely enough. So right now, because I'm pushing so heavy weights, usually after the second or third exercise, I'm starting to get so fatigued and my fourth and fifth exercise are really, really hard to push through because I'm already so tired. And that's what you should have. You should actually be able to do only 4 to 5 exercises. And if then you're absolutely like, for example, it's a shoulder day, after my fifth exercise, my shoulders are done. They are finished. They are painful. You know, they are so sore because you have to push yourself as hard as you can in every single exercise that you do. And if you don't push hard enough and that's the thing with like, my previous mistake, you know, sticking to this 4 times 12, 4 times 15, I just wasn't pushing myself hard enough. I was feeling it, you know, it's not that it was too easy. Like I was pushing myself, but not enough to actually exhaust my muscles to such an extent that I was completely done, Whereas now I go to failure a lot more. Like sometimes for a shoulder press, I will do my last set will be 3 reps, and I will barely be able to push that last rep. You have to try and go to failure as much as you can. When you do your last rep, you should not be able to do 10 more reps after that. Then you're just not going heavy enough. Then you need to lift heavier. You need to go do more, you need to train more intensely. So that's one thing. If you feel like you can do 8 to 10 exercises in a workout, really think, am I training hard enough? Am I pushing myself hard enough through all of my sets? Should I increase my weight? Should I increase my reps? And also make sure that you take at least 1 to 2 to 3 minutes rest in between your exercises. If you only need 30 seconds to recover, and after 30 seconds you're like, yeah, it's time to go again, you did not go hard enough. You should not be able to do your set again after only 30 seconds of rest. Then you just didn't push yourself hard enough. If you feel after your set, you do, for example, 12 reps and you feel, oh, I could go again just right now, then you need to know, okay, that shouldn't be the case. I need to lift heavier. So increase your weights then. Really try and feel, am I going hard enough? If you're exhausted after your first exercise and your shoulders are on fire, or your legs are on fire on a leg day, or your back on a back day, you're doing good. Keep going. That's how it should be. So really try to stick to 5, max 6 exercises. The thing is, it depends also on what you're training. A leg day, 5 exercises. An upper body day could be 6. But for example, sometimes I have like 5 upper body exercises, and then I put it in abs, because abs, it's not related to the upper body that I just did. So that's like an extra exercise that I can do that doesn't count into the, I did 6 exercises because I did 5 upper body and 1 abs. It's a different muscle group, so that does make a big difference. But if you train purely legs, for example, I would say do not do more than 5 exercises. If you feel like you can do more, you just didn't go hard enough. All right, so that was the second mistake that I used to make in the beginning. Now for the third, and it's kind of related to the previous ones, I was too afraid to go heavier, and I wasn't going to failure. So it correlates, with the first one where I said that I always stuck to the 12 to 15 rep range. You need to dare to go heavy. And once I started to actually trial heavier weights, I was so surprised by how heavy I could actually go. And I had no idea because I just never tried it. For example, say RDLs with a barbell, so the Romanian deadlift. I used to do it with 40 kilograms, and then I would do a heavier set at 50, and then a heavier at 60, and then I would do a back off again. And that was, after training for a few years. That was not in the beginning. That was even after years of training. And then one day I was like, let's see if I can go heavier. And right now I'm doing 90 kg RDLs, and I would have never imagined that I was able to do that because I just never tried. I never tried going heavier because I thought that was all I could do, but it's not, So really do not be afraid. The best thing is trying a heavier weight and failing, because then you have a target. If you do, for example, a dumbbell shoulder press, you always stop at 14 kilograms. Try to do your last set, try to do 16. Even if you can only do 1 rep, just try it. And if it doesn't work, that's fine. Then you stick to 14 and you try to do more and more reps. And once in a while, you try it at 16 again until one day you will be able to do it. For some exercises, it's also handy to have a spotter. So someone who can help you, a friend, just someone that's in the gym that you can ask to spot you, especially for things like a bench press, a squat, a dumbbell shoulder press. Because what's always good is when you are doing your top set and you can yourself do 3 reps, and there's like a little bit left for a fourth rep in that very last top set, but you cannot push it alone. If there's somebody helping you pushing through it, yes, you're not doing the rep alone, but your body is feeling what it's like to do 4 reps, even if you have help. And next time you do it, it will be so much easier to get that fourth rep in because your body already knows what it's like. It's already been through it. So really do not be afraid to go heavier, and do not be afraid to fail. If you try heavier and it doesn't work, that's fine. Your body has already felt the weight, even if you weren't able to continue to complete a rep. Just try it, and then you have a target. Then you know, okay, this is my limit, and this is the next weight, this is the next thing that I have to do to go heavier, to do this progressive overload. You have a goal in mind. You know what your limit is, and you know when you've exceeded your limit. You know what, when you've done like a PR, you know? So that's a really huge tip. Do not be afraid to go heavier, because often we can lift a lot heavier than we would expect ourselves to be able to. All right, on to the fourth mistake that I made. And that's, I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make. I wasn't properly fueling my body with the right nutrition. And basically in the sense that I was just neglecting carbs. For me, carbs were the absolute enemy. And if you've listened to my fitness journey, I also mentioned it in there. I just thought that you should eat as little carbs as possible and as much protein as possible. But that doesn't work. It just doesn't give you energy. Your body doesn't feel good on it. You do not have the energy to push the weights in the gym. So it just doesn't work that way. And maybe for some people who have some issues with digesting carbs, or you know, some other, you know, issues that you have, that's something entirely different. But if you just talk about a normal healthy person with no medical issues, and you look at your nutrition for training, really, carbs are not your enemy. Carbs are not your enemy. Carbs are your friend. So really do not neglect them, and really try to eat sufficient carbs before your training, because that will give you the fuel to push heavier and to do more reps and to train as intensely as you should be training to make progress. So what I did is I just tried to eat as much protein as I could and as much vegetables as I could and as little fat as I could and as little carbs. And my body, my digestion was so off because I was eating so much protein. I wouldn't have the energy. I would feel sluggish all day. I would be bloated all day. And then when I started to eat clean carbs, such as oats in the morning, rice, potatoes, you know, all of these clean carbs, I had so much more energy. My digestion was so much better. I wasn't bloated anymore. I could push a lot more weights in the gym because I was properly fueling my body. It's so, so important. Do not be afraid to eat, and do not be afraid to eat carbs. And also with calories, do not think you need to eat like 1,200 calories to lose weight. That will only work counterintuitively, you know? Do not do that, because it will just not work. Really try to figure out what your maintenance is, how many calories you eat when you are maintaining. And then if you want to lose weight, drop it by a little bit, or just increase your activity level. And if you want to gain weight or gain muscle, increase it by a little bit, or reduce your cardio a little bit, if you're doing cardio at all. So that's a big one. Nutrition plays such a big role because, you know, you can go to the gym all day, every day, you know, you can go to the gym every day of the week. But if you are not taking into account your nutrition, you will just not make the progress that you want to make. And that's a shame, because you're putting so much effort in your training, and then you're just not seeing it because you're not looking at your nutrition, or you're just not doing it right. So do a lot of research. Really try to figure out what foods work for you, what bloats you, what doesn't bloat you, what gives you energy, and what makes you sluggish. And really try to figure that out for yourself and fuel yourself properly. Eat enough, and eat enough carbs and enough fats as well. Not only protein. You need a lot of protein, of course, but do not just eat protein. It will not work. Your body will not feel good. And then the last mistake that I made was thinking that I could spot reduce fat. And unfortunately, that is not the case. I thought if I do abs every single day of the week, I will get abs, obviously. But the thing is, I will not have abs because there will be a layer of fat above it. And as long as that one's not gone, I'm not going to be able to see my abs, you know? So you can build your abs, but you will not be able to see it until the layer of fat is gone. The same with your legs, the same with your shoulders. You can build the muscle, but as long as there is a layer of fat above it, you will not be able to see your muscle definition. Only when you cut down and you start losing weight, that's when you will start seeing the definition. But the thing is, training your abs will not burn the fat in that region. Training your legs will not burn the fat in your legs. It will make your legs more toned. It will increase the muscle, but it will not reduce the fat. The thing is, when you try to lose weight and you start losing weight, you start losing fat because you're in a calorie deficit, your body will genetically lose its fat. What I mean with that is that you have a genetic predisposition as to where you lose your fat first, and that's genetically determined, and you cannot alter that. You cannot change that for the life of you. You don't even have to try to change it because it's impossible. It's just your genetics. One person first loses their body fat in their legs, another will lose it first in their arms. Me, for example, I lose my body fat first in my face. When I start losing weight, you can see it in my face very quickly. And when I gain weight, you can also see it in my face very quickly. Someone else might gain 10 kilograms, but their face might be almost the same. It really truly depends on the person, and you can just not change that. So you just have to learn to live with where you lose your fat first. And what I would suggest is if you want to spot reduce, what I mean with that, if you have a certain region that you want to, look toner, for example, you want more toned legs, I would say if you do not have sufficient muscle yet, go into a small bulk, try to pack on as much muscle as possible, and then go into cut, go into a deficit, try to lose some fat overall. And that's when you will also see that muscle mass in your legs and that muscle definition that you've been training to get. But you need to lose fat overall to see it where you want to see it. It's just, you can't spot reduce. It's just not going to work. It's completely useless. So that's a really important one. You need to lose fat overall to lose your fat where you want to lose it. You cannot think that by training abs, you will have abs if you have a layer of fat above it. It will not burn the fat off your stomach by training abs. That will just not work. And it's annoying because it would be amazing if we could just train only legs and think the fat from my legs will just burn right off, and then the fat on my upper body will stay. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. So that's a really big one. Do not do as much abs as you can, and don't train anything else because that's the only place where you want to lose fat. It's not going to work, I'm telling you now. Don't be disappointed. It's just not going to work. So that's a really big tip as well. So these were the five mistakes that I made. I'm just going to cover them really quickly. I'm just going to repeat my main points that I made. So do not stick to your 12 to 15 rep range. Really try to push heavy and go to a lower rep range as the sets continue while increasing your weight. Do not be afraid to go heavy enough. Really push yourself. Really try to go heavier. And if you fail, that's fine. Then you know what your goal is, what weight you need to get to overcome your current limits. Also, if you can do too many exercises, if you can do 8 to 9 to 10 exercises, you're not training hard enough. Stick to 5 to 6 compound big exercises and really do them heavily. Go heavy, go hard, go intensely. Fuel your body with the proper nutrition. Do not neglect carbs and do not eat insufficient food. You need food to fuel you to train properly. And last but not least, you cannot spot reduce. If you want to lose fat in a specific region, you're going to have to lose fat overall. Training that specific region will not make you lose fat there quicker. So these were my top five mistakes, and then also basically my top five tips I have for you when just starting out in the gym. Some points that you really need to keep in mind and will help set you up for a very good fitness journey. All right, thank you so much for listening. Hit the subscribe button for new podcasts every single week. Check out my socials in the show notes for more content, and let me know what your thoughts on the podcast were by leaving a rating on your favorite podcast platform. See you next time.